Welcome back to Tech Hour. This week, we are doing a pretty nice episode. We're doing the Asus ROG Phone 5 that I've actually been talking about with Rishi and Soham for a while, you know? So it's going to be pretty interesting, this episode. We had to actually pre-record this intro, so Soham and Rishi are going to, and all of us are going to be in this episode. So I hope you enjoy. And now for the Asus ROG Phone 5. So, this is a gaming phone, of course, and of course Asus is a very established company, and it's of course a gaming phone, and it kind of controls the market in a way. I think it's number one generally for mobile gaming.
Gaming phones, yeah, for sure.
Yeah, of course. I mean, it's a small market, but this, for hardcore mobile gamers, is pretty good. So, I'm just going to start off with the killer specs.
Really? Until now, I never knew that there was a separate gaming phone on just until now.
Yeah, okay, gaming phone industry, in the phone industry, yeah. It's
definitely
people are that interested in mobile gaming, which is, in my opinion, of course it's not my case, but you know, it's pretty interesting. So now I want to go to the killer specs of this phone. So number one, it has a Snapdragon 888, which is not the 888 plus, like not like a plus model that they always put out with the phone, but there is no plus model at this point. So you know, the Snapdragon 888, which is the top of the market for Android phones right now.
Yeah, and it's a processor for anybody who doesn't know about it. So that's the most, like, it's the newest processor for all the Android phones.
It just sounds powerful on the name.
Yeah, the name, exactly. Yeah.
Triple A.
And then I would like to go to the killer battery, right? This is something that is undeniable or in any way, right? 6,000 milliamp hour battery. Insane, all right? It can last you so long, like 2 days, like a day and a half with like the 144th.
I think that's the most milliamp battery that I've heard of yet. 6,000.
It's the biggest, I think it's the biggest battery on, you know, the popular right market. And it's
definitely,
yeah. So I don't know for you guys, but for me, my battery is, I think like the iPhone 11 and 12 is like 3,500 milliamp hour battery. So it's pretty small in my opinion, and it lasts me only like 5 hours of screen on time. So I know that Rishi, you have some good battery life usage, right? But yeah.
Yeah, of course. I ended yesterday actually off with 94% left. So I had used 6% in a day, and I didn't charge it once from 2 o'clock. And so.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
just for comparison, the iPhone 11 Pro Max had 3969 milliamp battery.
The Max model has a small battery. No, but on Soham, I know that you occasionally use your phone. I know you don't bring it around everywhere, but like on average, when does your phone end up battery life?
Well, I kind of never let it die.
Yeah. Well,
at this point, after learning about battery capacity, never below 20.
So same here. Actually, for me, it's more like never below 40. But if it gets below 40, then I'm just mad. And then I rush to the charger. And so speaking of battery, right, about the milliamp battery, I think it was this S21 and the S21 Ultra that had the 5,000 milliamp battery. So
yeah.
So I was thinking that one had one of the biggest batteries, right? But then now we're coming out with the ROG Phone 5, and this is, I think, I would say it's a little too much battery for a gaming phone, because that's kind of encouraging people to game more, right? And stay on their phones because of the battery. I mean, like,
now that is just like, that is up to the gamer to, you know, to stop playing so much. But I'm nitpicking
yeah. Here and there.
No, in my opinion, that doesn't even count because people can, of course, control their impulses. You know, that's up to the user, the gamer. But
yeah, of course. I'm just saying. Yeah. I think it's a gaming phone, right? It's not like a consumer, like a daily consumer phone that uses it for.
You can still use it, though, like that. But yeah.
Of course, but it's more like it's more pointed out towards the gamers, right? So I'm saying,
yeah, like, a normal person won't just buy the phone as their daily driver.
Yeah, that would be.
They could, but I'm just saying, I wouldn't for sure.
Yeah, and then I also would like to say, actually, no, I'm going to move on from the battery now, and I would like to go to the half a gigabyte of UFS 3.1 storage, which is, of course, 3.1 is the fast storage option. So, you know, half a gigabyte. So that's pretty nice. And then, of course,
don't you mean half a terabyte? Because it's 512 gigs.
Yeah. I don't know what I said, but yeah. And then I want to go on to the huge pair of front-facing speakers that, you know, are nice, of course, and there's no notch or anything because the display doesn't move to the push to the editor, but that's okay in a gaming phone, honestly, because you want to have an uninterrupted experience.
And you know what's weird about this phone? It has, like, crazy amounts of, like it has amazing tech specs, right? And though it's not a phone that you would daily drive, like Solom said, right? I don't know. They just keep 512 gigs of storage. And by the way, this is for the most premium model ROG phone. Five is the three models, right? So this is where we're mainly going to be talking about the premium model. But what I was saying is that they have nice speakers, right? But their haptics, based on videos I've been watching, their haptics aren't even that good. So, and that's one thing that all
it's important for gaming.
Gaming, yeah, very important for gaming because you need to see, I mean, you need the haptics. That's one of the most important parts, like Xbox controllers, for example. When you, let's say, for example, in some shooting game, you die or you shoot someone, your control would vibrate, right? So I say that this phone is for gaming, right? It's mainly for gaming, so it should have the sound and haptics, but because it doesn't, I feel like they focused a little too much on like the storage, the battery, then like the hertz. It's 144 hertz AMOLED display, 6.8 inches, right? So they're focusing on like they're increasing the tech specs that they don't really need to, and I feel like haptics, like we're saying, is they need to increase, like they have to increase the quality of that. That's my opinion.
Yeah, and I just want to say that that actually moves on from to the my personal like insane part about the phone. 144 hertz AMOLED display that's 6.8 inches. So, Soham, I don't know if you were
just for comparison, so the average phone or from Apple is 60 hertz.
Definitely 60 hertz, I think.
Yeah, but it actually, right. Yeah, but
and
it actually
then
has,
their iPads, their iPad Pros go up to 120 hertz. So yeah, this is more than their iPad Pro.
Exactly. But I just want to say that iPhone actually has a 240 hertz touch responsiveness, which is a different spec that you don't really need to know. That's why it feels like the fastest 60 hertz phone that are out there. But this one has a 300 hertz refresh or delay or whatever you call it, which makes it feel even faster than any other 144 hertz AMOLED display. So first of all, 144 hertz is great. Second of all, AMOLED is awesome, all right? And then third of all, 6.8 inches is awesome, yeah.
See, like I was saying about like focusing on specs, this is one important thing. The refresh rate and the display, right? This is one thing that gaming phones and gaming products, I think they need, with screens, of course. So this is the type of thing that they should be focused on. And so then moving on, this phone has 18 gigs of RAM, which is like, I've never heard of that much RAM on a phone, but that's 18.
No, gigs. Actually, you never hear about RAM on a phone.
Well, yeah. Well, actually, you kind of do, but like Android phones, yeah. But like, this is just insane. Normally,
when talking about phones, you really never think about RAM.
Well, yeah, exactly. It's kind of true. Actually, it's just that with an iPhone, all right, it has 3 gigabytes of RAM, but they can handle it so well with their proprietary chip that it doesn't feel like it has gigs of RAM. But in Android phones, it kind of does matter, but the standard is like 4 gigs of RAM. This is 18, which is pretty, pretty awesome. So, you know, that. Also, I just wanted to ask you, Soham, what do you think about the display? I didn't get to ask you that.
So, this display, in my personal opinion, is overkill. Complete overkill.
Yes, it is overkill, but I mean, I do agree with that. But what do you think?
But I do like the screen size. The screen size is pretty good. 6.8 inches.
Yeah, exactly. But in my opinion, the display is awesome, you know, with the refresh rate. But yeah. And that actually, now we go into the design of the phone, which is actually something that has been going a little bit away from the gamer aesthetic, but, they changed it in pretty good ways. So
I don't think we mentioned that you can't pin apps into the RAM. That's a bit weird, but yeah.
Yeah, in the Samsung, even with like 16 gigabytes, you can pin apps into the RAM for the Samsung Galaxy S21 Ultra. But yeah, and then now we're going to the design, right? And I just want to say that it has a matte white, which rejects fingerprints very well. So that's, of course, pretty self-explanatory. But, you know, that's pretty nice.
It would be cool if they offered a matte black version.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I think they do.
MKBHD be like, yes, a phone that finally fits me.
I think we mentioned that way too much, but yeah. That's
yeah, and then I just want to say it has the same angle of strips and lines as they have been doing for the past ROG phones. So, you know, they kept with that. And then it's just self-explanatory. You can see it in the photos that we actually are going to put on our website. So, you know, just type our website a little bit. And I just want to say that the SIM card, well, next thing is that the SIM card is blue. So it's a little like high contrast and it may be a little weird, right? But in my opinion, it looks pretty cool. It looks pretty gamer aesthetic.
I don't think that's anything that anyone would really care about.
It's kind of cool. All right. And
especially since the SIM card will be in the phone.
Yeah. No, but the tray. But no, I'm, okay. But here is the actual thing that I want to talk about for the design of the phone, all right? So in the middle section, there is like this glossy part, right? It is not just a part. It's a screen. It's like a 1-inch screen.
And right? This is in the back of the phone. And it's shaped in like not a square, but it's shaped in like a triangle-ish.
Yeah, triangular shape, you know?
Yeah, and it gives you like notifications type of stuff and all that. And it can light up, like, when the screen turns on and, like, when the phone is charging and even when you get a phone call. So that's really, really cool.
Yeah, so cool. And also you can cut – I just want to say one thing that this is kind of the – you can actually, you know, customize what you want to show on the screen, which you just import with a photo, which is so cool. All right, it rotates on the orientation and you can see change the animations, which is pretty insane. And
like if you're an Among Us fan or something like that, you can put those stars in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
If you like so, photographer or something, you can put photos. But anyway, whatever you're saying, Adi.
Yeah, so, what do you think, actually? Because this is something that I don't know if you've heard about, but...
Honestly, I thought looking from pictures of it, I thought it was just like design. I just found out today, like right now, that it's actually a screen.
Yeah.
So I also noticed this one thing on the back of the phone, like as we're talking about the ROG Vision, but basically they have these words printed out that say "for those who dare." And yeah, that's a really nice, I mean, that's nice for gamers because that's one thing that a lot of gamers know about, right? That's one good quote, right? So I'm saying what they should have done is instead of printing that on the phone, because sometimes that's actually really annoying because they're like literally words. Thankfully, it's in a small font. But what I find annoying is that they still printed it out. What they could have done is when you open the phone, say hello, right? And then the screen right after, it says like for those who dare, and then it would turn on the phone. Like when you first unpack the iPhone, when you first unpack the ROG Phone 5. So that's my opinion on that.
Or it came as a separate sticker in the box.
No, that's
kind of good though, actually. You know, it's kind of an add-on, but you also do your idea, you know, kind of put both those things. That would be not bad. But of course, that quote sounds very aggressive for those who dare. But, you know, that sounds pretty aggressive, but nice.
But back to the tech, yeah.
Yeah. And then I just want to say the last thing for design, all right? I think that this is the first phone that brought back the headphone jack into the phone, all right? Of course, you guessed it. Asus ROG Phone 5 has brought back the headphone jack. Before, it was in this, fan add-on. So, the headphone jack was in that, basically for Asus ROG Phone 3. But now for the ROG Phone 5, they finally bring it back into the phone. And I think that's pretty good because, you know, you kind of want low latency, very extremely low latency. You want no latency, all right? You just want no delay, all right, for your gaming, high-intensity gaming.
That's also why many gaming, products, like keyboards and mouse, you don't buy wireless stuff. You only get the wired ones.
Oh, yeah, Sohum has a gaming keyboard, right? A little bit of gaming keyboard, so I think it's wired, so. Yeah.
Yeah, the colored keyboard, yeah, that's nice. But, yeah.
Oh, and then the last thing I actually want to say. Well, actually, I just want to say something about a little bit more about customization. So customization in this phone is literally insane, right? So, of course, I talked about the customization and the back display. But I just want to say a little bit more customization. You can adjust what you want for in an app, right? You can adjust what you want for the music options, right? So you can adjust the amount of bass. You can adjust the dynamics. It's incredible, right? It's a lot of customization.
Sohum will definitely love that because he always turns the bass all the way high, to the highest.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Some songs they were made just for bass, and I really like it.
Yeah. Okay. And then I want to say the last thing. All right. It's just something that still all the ROG phones have for the higher end model. All right. It's air triggers. Basically, they're like air buttons, like sensors on the back of the phone, so you can do stuff with that with your gaming. You could program it, so that whenever you use that, right, over the sensor, it automatically changes something. So maybe the air trigger is for you to I don't know, in a shooting game, look zoom in or something like that. You know, incredibly cool. But
But I've seen that too before in the
But I don't know if the
videos,
the games are optimized for that, but. Yeah, and that actually concludes our design segment. And then now I just want to go to the battery, which of course I talked about a little bit, but I just want to elaborate on the battery a little bit. So here's the battery. First of all, it has an insane 6,000 mAh, which I talked about. All right, and this is what I'm going to say, all right? This battery has a fast charging system with two separate 3,000 mAh batteries that charge in parallel. Versus one big one, which charges a little slower. So now
that's cool. That's actually a nice design.
Exactly.
That's really good because let's say if it had one brick that was 6,000 milliamp, right? Then what would happen is if that broke down, that battery broke down, right? Then you would have to replace the entire battery, right? But I'm saying if you had, now they have the two 3,000 milliamp batteries. So if one breaks down, yes, you would still have to replace it, but at least you still have 3,000 milliamp
power. Well, that's not really the reason. The reason, of course, is if you start from 0% to 100% on a 6,000 milliamp hour battery, right? It takes a while to get to the top, right? But when you're charging from 0% to 3,000 milliamp hours for two of them, it's shorter. So it's in charges in parallel. But actually, I never thought about the breaking down thing, but actually, that might be true though.
It's so I'm getting kind of into a car, but it's like the Hummer H1. There's actually two gas tanks in it, so you can switch between gas tanks.
Oh, you mean electric car? Oh.
No, not electric. It's a gas car, so you can
actually you know what's really funny? We've been talking about electric cars so much that I just thought it was electric car by a function, which is kind of funny. I thought you were talking about the electric.
Okay, that's, we talked about so much, so now let's get back to the battery.
Of course. And first of all, I think it's good that it's a huge battery and charges really fast. And then the next thing I want to say, all right, I think Slow Home's going to be pretty interested in this, all right? It has a 65-watt charger. Comes in the box.
In the box.
65 watts, right? That's the first thing, right? Wow, 65
watts.
The
most we've gotten from Apple is 18.
18 watts.
20 watts now, but they updated a little bit. But first of all, that's insane.
That's not even coming in the phone boxes.
Exactly. And this one's 65 watts, and it comes in the box. But no, that is okay, right? That's great. But what really is the thing is that it can charge this 6,000 mAh battery from 0 to, like, 70% in, no, 0 to 80% in, like, a half hour or something, which is literally awesome.
Oh, my God, that's crazy. My phone four-watt charger, it takes, like, 4 hours to charge. So this is
really,
and my Mac is the 30-watt charger. So this is a little over double.
Oh, yeah, I can't believe that. A phone charger is faster than your laptop charger. Wow. But, no, but I think that it's just really good, you know, 65 watts, right? And you know what's so funny? I'm so used to, you know, the slow 4-watt charging or, like the wireless 7.5-watt charging that I didn't realize, once I plugged into an 18-watt charger, which is not, all right, and which is not the max for Apple, all right, or anything, right? 18-watt charger. And then charged yesterday so fast, I was actually impressed. But for people who have already had Android phones, or like this, like they're just not surprised at that. That's relatively slow. So, you know.
I'm used to it because we have like this one charger. It's a 24-watt charger, but it's like a dual. Wow. But what's cool about it is like I think when like only one phone is charging, it actually charges that one phone with 24. Otherwise, if you have two phones charging at the same time, it will charge each one 12.
Yeah, that makes sense. I was thinking about that.
Yeah. Also, then there are battery charging modes, which are like steady charging, which charges the phone slower, right? And then there's a scheduled charging, which charges at a specific time, right? So you can set
charging. That's like a Tesla, right? That's like Tesla. Well, any electric car. Because that's what they want to do to maintain battery health, of course, right?
So. Yeah. Yeah. That's why you can set a charging limit for like 80 and 90. Cause we never, I don't think we ever like charge it to 100%. We normally charge it up to like 90 or 80. Right. And then then it just stops there. So then the plug is just in there. Right. But so, which is of course for the battery, for
health.
For the battery
health.
Yep. And then there's the favorite mode for battery, which is bypass charging. Which when the like phone is being used for like a task that needs a lot of battery, right? In this case, like gaming, when the phone is like plugged into the power, it'll go directly into the phone, not the battery. So then the battery doesn't overheat. So that's really good.
So it doesn't overheat, which is really cool, actually, in my opinion. What do you think? I know you do. You like you do. I don't know if you do intense gaming or anything. I don't think you do. I know you do some what gaming. I think.
No, not really intense gaming.
Yeah.
More like playing on an Xbox, but that's all.
Yeah. So actually, my real question to you, all right, is does your like phone or iPad overheat ever? I know you have an iPad, so like, I just thought, does it?
Not. Oh. Kind of, but not really, because I never really gamed that hard on a phone.
Yeah.
The most I've probably played is probably Crossy Road.
That's funny. Yeah. Richie?
Well, for me, actually, what happens sometimes is when I wirelessly charge, it heats up a bit. So that sometimes it annoys me because, like, when I touch my phone, it's like if my hands are cold and then I touch the phone, I take my hand away and then I pick it up slowly, right? So that's one thing that kind of annoys me sometimes. And another thing that heats up the phone, right? If we're on the topic of that, is shortcuts on Apple on Apple phones, iPhones, right? There is an app called Shortcuts. And so what that does is you can make basically what it says, shortcuts. You can like just with the click of a button, you can go to a website or you can calculate stuff, make your own like coin calculator or something like that, right? That takes up a lot of battery. So that annoys me sometimes. So this, well, that's a little bit off topic, but then back to this, this overheating process, no overheating process is good.
So. Yeah, and it also has a separate, so last thing to finish out battery is that it has a separate USB-C port on the side.
Didn't they say that that was like the main port for charging in the beginning, right? And then they're going to change
it
for update.
Yeah, I think they said one of them was like the, one of them was like the main one, one of them was not. So next, I'll actually finish out our battery. And then we go to the performance and customization, which is actually our last thing for the ROG phone, right? And that's simply that this phone is kind of built on customization. So I just want to say the first thing, of course, there are perform profiles, basically, which can prioritize display quality, network enhancement, battery endurance, touch responsiveness, which is kind of my important thing, and then an assistant performance, which is also pretty cool. All right, so that's something that's pretty cool. And then there's a fan accessory that I don't think it comes with the box, but you can basically put a fan accessory, clip on a fan accessory in the back. All right, and that'll basically make a system so it can cool down your phone. And then, you can get better performance, of course. And then the last thing I want to say is that, of course, the battery and ROG Phone Vision, which is the back display, of course, can be customized also. This is kind of the king of customization. But overall, all right, we talked about the top model and Rishi.
So wait, what do you mean by you can customize the battery? I didn't understand.
Well, like all the battery modes, of course, you know.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you were like saying you can like take it out and do something with it, but.
Oh, that would be cool, but yeah, but no. And this is actually the top model. So, you know, there's like three different models. This one is actually over $1,500 or something. I don't know the exact price.
That's a lot of money.
It's expensive. It's really expensive.
Oh, right? I thought they were going to go a bit budget here, but
They might be working on a budget version, maybe.
No, but they actually have three models, right? So there's one of them that's like around $700, $800. So Rishi,
I think acquired its price from that ROG Vision in the back, but I think that's only for the premium model. So yeah,
and that concludes our Asus ROG Phone 5 section, and I hope you enjoy. Tech Hour is produced by, well, mainly Rishi, but also me and Soham. And then we record it through Zencastr. We use Anchor as our hosting platform, and we use editing in GarageBand, which is, of course, very nice. And I want to thank my sister for making the old logo. And then I want to thank Rishi and Soham, actually not me, for reviving that logo to make it a little new. So, of course, if you see a new logo, you know, it's, of course, the same podcast. And I hope you like our new updated logo. And, of course, thank you, the listener. And we will be here next week for our highly anticipated episode. Thank you. Bye.